Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 and FY22 earnings conference call of Ganesh Housing Corporation Limited, hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Surbhi Sutaria from Go India Advisors. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Margaret. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Ganesh Housing Corporation Limited's earnings call to discuss the Q4 and FY22 results. We have on the call with us today Mr. Rajendra Shah, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Neeraj Kalavatia, Vice President Finance, and Mr. Ravi, Corporate and Financial Advisor. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Rajendra Shah to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Surbhi, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you all for joining us on this call today to discuss our Q4 financial year 2022 and financial year 2022 12 months results. Financial year 2022 was a roller coaster year in terms of impact it created economically, politically and humanly, led by various COVID waves, Russia-Ukraine war tensions, inflation concerns, rising oil prices and now rising interest rates. However, real estate sector continued to perform well across the country, favored by supply dynamics due to industry consolidation, enhanced affordability, and various regulatory reforms in India. We are happy to announce that this has been our best year in terms of profitability in past 5 years. Before I discuss about the financial highlights during the year, we would like to share a few operational highlights and strategic business decisions. On the operational front, we had done a new sales of INR 2742 million during financial year 2022, which was 17% higher than as compared to financial year 2021. In terms of booked area, which came from 4 projects, we have booked approximately 7.36 lakh square feet, which was 14% higher than that of financial year 2021. Additionally, our collections have also increased considerably during the year and stood at 1,959 million, which is 16% higher than that of financial year 2021. Demand remained strong during the year, withstanding all challenges, validating our resilience in of our business model. Now I would like to talk about construction costs and sale prices. During financial year 2022, though there has been increase in prices of input material and labor costs, same has been more than compensated by increase in unit sale price. Furthermore, 18% of our sales have come from units which are costing less than 50 lakhs. 58% of the sales have come from units which are costing between 50 lakhs to 100 lakhs. And rest of the sales have come in from units which are costing more than 100 lakhs as of March 2022. As of March 2022, we have nil inventory of ongoing projects. Also, ending March 2022, we have unsold completed inventory of 0.8 million square feet, which we think will realize somewhere around 430 million rupees. Now to talk about our ongoing projects, Malabar 3 is the project which we where we received RERA approval and permission to commence construction in February 2021. During 12 odd months of actual construction post these approvals, we have managed to complete 70% of the construction of this project across six towers. Coming to Malabar Exotica project, we have received RERA approval and permission to commence construction in July 2021. During this short period, we have completed approximately 20% of the construction in this project. In both these projects, Malabar 3 and Malabar Exotica, we have booked 100% of the units. Again, in both these projects, we are using precast technology of construction, wherein slabs and columns are constructed and cured in factory, and on-site it is just installed, and there is minimum requirement of doing brickworks and plastering. The technology is cost-effective and helps us to achieve faster and better quality execution. On marketing front, we have given thrust on digital marketing, which has reduced our marketing cost considerably. At the same time, our reach to targeted audience is much more effective. As a result, our conversion ratio and our and overheads have shown significant improvements. I will now briefly touch upon financial performance during the quarter and year gone by. Our revenue came in at INR 1,556 million for quarter four of financial year 2022, which shows a growth of 104% quarter on quarter and 58% year on year. For financial year 2022, our revenue came in at 3,849 million, which grew 111% versus financial year 2021. Our EBITDA turned positive for financial year 2022 and came in at 1,355 million versus negative EBITDA of 377 million in financial year 2021. As a result, our margins also turned positive and came in at 35.3%. for financial year 2022. Our PAT was also positive at INR 706 million for financial year 2022, whereas last time we had a loss of INR 1053 million in financial year 2021. Our debt has reduced significantly from INR 3393 million during financial year 2021 to INR 1377 million ending financial year 2022. Ongoing and upcoming projects in the key locations of Ahmedabad provide us with great comfort and visibility of cash flow, which keeps us on track to deleverage further. We have been diligently improving and deleveraging our balance sheet. And over the past few years, we have reduced our long-term debt by 79% in last 3 years. On the finance cost front, we were able to bring down our cost of borrowing by 120 bps down to 13.8% in financial year 2022 versus 15% in financial year 2021. Coming to our future growth prospects and guidance, Ahmedabad market is seeing a huge uptrend across the residential and commercial real estate demand. As mentioned previously, we continue to have strong and robust pipeline of 4 residential and 2 commercial projects. These projects will be launched in a phased manner, with 2 projects being launched in over next 6 to 12 months. 3 being launched over next 12 to 24 months, and 1 being launched within 24 to 36 months period. We continue to target development of 8 million square feet of infrastructure and special projects like SEZ, township, etc. in next 4 years, with total sales value of approximately 30,000 million. Our assumption and belief are that the prices will go up by 6 to 8% in this year, and that will be much below the wage growth of 8 to 10% in the economy, and therefore there will be increase in affordability and linked to that an increase in volumes. Furthermore, the expected sale price of these projects will be in the range of 4,000 to 5,000 rupees per square feet, which we will be launching. At this stage, I would like to reiterate the fact that over last 4 decades of our existence, we have never had to lower our expected sale or launch price. Hence, we are confident that we will be able to realize this value. With this, I request the floor to be opened for questions and answers. So,
thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and 1 at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Manish Agarwal from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, sir. So you mentioned interestingly about a cost price increases being almost equivalent to the selling price. So if you could just give us more color as to how the customer is taking it. Are they open to such kind of price hikes, or is there a demand hit which can possibly happen?
Thank you, Manish. I would explain this with an example. See, Malabar Exotica is a project which we opened up for sales in July 2021. When we opened this up for sales, our sale price was 3,700 rupees per square feet. Within 2 months, demand was so high that we were forced almost to increase this price to 3,900-4,000 level. Right now, the last units which we have booked in that project, we have booked at almost about 4,500 rupees, which denotes more than 20% hike in as compared to the price at which it was launched. If you see increase in input cost, that increase is not more than 7 to 8% year on year. If in fact today only I just saw a newspaper saying that recent inflation, which is highest, is at 7.73 odd percent. So I think it is very clear that about 15 to 20% odd increase in sale price is much more commensurate or much more equipped to handle input cost increase of 7 to 8%. So I think I have answered your question.
Sure, understood. And this would be more specific to your project only, or competitors are also in the micro market taking such kind of price hikes?
I have seen in this micro market other players also increasing sale price, but not as steep as what we have done, because in fact right now we are the ones, lucky ones, who are left with zero inventory in ongoing projects. So only risk which is there in ongoing project is the execution risk which we have to meet with.
Understood. And on the second question, on the supply side, since now there is inflation out there, are more project launches happening across the industry, or people are waiting out for inflation to cool down a bit further?
Neeraj will answer.
Yeah, Manish. See, if you see the recent trend which happened in Ahmedabad, if we talk about the city specific, For over last 2 years, the launches have been largely in the range of 2,500 to 3,000 units in a quarter. Now, the last quarter which concluded just now, the total number of unit launches was somewhere 4,500. So already you see, because in the demand is suddenly spread up, we oppose this COVID wave. So the supply is now gradually increasing, and so is the absorption also. Like in the last quarter, as against the 4,500 unit launches, the absorption was roughly around 4,100 units. The absorption also increases over last 2 years in a considerable number. So as such, what we observe is that the market is completely open for both from the absorption and supply side.
Understood, understood. Thank you. That's all from my side. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Manish.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Saurav Gilda from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just one question on the sales volume. Like, although we have achieved the sales growth on the full year number, on full year basis, but...
Yeah, so I was just touching upon the overall sales volume. Like, on full year basis, we have growth, healthy on a 14% growth. But what could be the reason for significant sequential decline in Q4, from about 1.6 lakh square feet to 89,000 square feet?
Yeah, I'm happy that you asked this question. It gives me opportunity to explain you further. Like I was explaining in reply to last question which was asked by Manish. Right now, inventory, we are one of the few lucky developers in Ahmedabad who have zero inventory available for sale in ongoing project. So when you have such kind of position, when you don't have any inventory which you can offer for sale to customers, there will be obviously there will be decline in numbers of saleable area and all those things. Of course, on other hand, on completed project also, if you compare Q3 of this year versus last Q4 of this year, then in that also we had about 120,000 odd thousand square feet inventory which was available, which is reduced now to about 80,000 square feet inventory. So inventory which is available and which can be offered for sale was limited. That is the reason why there is a decline in sales numbers. But again, with new projects which are going to come up very soon, so that will improve very soon.
And sir, what will be the area of... Yeah, sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, Neeraj wants to...
Also on a quarter-to-quarter basis, if you see, there is a reduction of 57% in terms of inventory, which is largely because of the sale of the inventory during the last quarter. So on last 3 quarters, continuously our absorption has been faster. And that is actually also the reason why the inventory level is down to such level.
Okay, right. And the new project that we are going to launch and releasing new area in FY23, and what is the size of this project?
Just a moment. Projects which are going to be launched in FY23 are generally will be if it is residential, then it will be ranging from 400,000 square feet to 800,000 square feet of saleable area, and if it is commercial, it will be roughly about 600,000 square feet of saleable area.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nishant Shah from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Congratulations for the good set of numbers. Am I audible?
Yeah, Nishant, you are audible.
It's been a while that we have been planning to launch our commercial IT SSI project, and now we are hearing that both our both are getting complete in by 24 and 25 December. So how confident are we on completing this project? That's number one. And second question is, are there any plans to monetize the remaining land parcels as only 5 or 10% area has been utilized for our project pipeline from our total land bank?
As far as the plans are concerned, SEZ, I think there will be an occasion very soon where we will be coming back to you to announce various developments in the SEZ. So that will cover the entire aspect of monetization that you asked. So and the kind of response which we have been seeing in the IT SEZ, especially with all the various companies which are here in Ahmedabad, has been very encouraging. So very detailed master plan has been prepared, and at this point in time we would desist from saying anything further, because we are likely to be getting a lot of approvals and all that in the coming few weeks, and therefore we would be giving far more details of the entire project just maybe a month from now.
And what about the monetization plan?
See, land monetization is an ongoing activity. These are mostly like opportunity-based and market-driven things. This we never keep intending like this is to be done on any particular period of time. So as the market evolves, as there will be a demand and supply, so that opportunity we always kept ourselves open.
Okay. Right. But how the pricing is there? Are you seeing any traction in this segment, land parcel prices?
The prices actually shoot up like anything over last 1 year. If you see, in our land area itself, we are seeing at least a growth of
more than 100%.
More than 100%.
Last 6 to 8 months.
We have seen land prices, raw land prices, going up by more than 100% in last 8 to 10 months.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Sir, continue, sir.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Harish Hinduja from SVS Securities. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Can you just throw a light on the broad view of the management on the balance debt? I mean, are you planning to make it to a zero? First question. Thank you.
The becoming zero debt is neither intended nor in the interest of stakeholders at large. So leverage returns are always best to have. However, we want to reach to a stage wherein we want to just reorganize our debt in such a manner so that we will be we will have new relations with lenders which are of with whom we can develop long term relations of, and at the same time we can keep our interest cost also in check. So just to help to these two causes, we have started relations with conservative bank like Kotak and in the recent past. Just to give you an example.
Okay.
But yes, our first intention is to reduce debt as far as possible. And of course, when we come up with a project like SEZ, which has back-ended cash flow, again we will start borrowing for that project, of course, against construction cost of that SEZ project.
But it is never likely, it's not likely ever to go back to those earlier levels which were there, looking to the very strong cash flows of the existing ones and also the coming up projects. The debt equity, which is only 0.2 today, even if you add all that SEZ, what he said, will still be very, very comfortable at around 1. And debt equity ratio is almost negligible at this point in time. That also is going to be very, very healthy. So even with a little bigger debt, which will be much lesser than the peak debt which we ever had, we will still be very comfortable with the ratio, that we will match up the requirements with the cash flows and the growth opportunity which are there, not sacrificing growth for debt or debt for growth. Both these things will not happen.
Okay, okay, great. One more thing. When you are saying you don't have an unsold inventory at all in this time, don't you think you are losing an opportunity because you are having such a big land bank and you are not having any new project on hand to sell at current juncture? Then if it is, you are doing it say for after a quarter or a two quarter or a three quarter and the demand will not be there, then what is your call on that? Is this demand sustainable for a longer period of time? What do you think? Thank you.
Thank you, Harish. We expect this upswing in demand to be very robust, and it will be there. It is there to stay for very long time. Because we have seen downturn, and downturn has lasted for very long time in real estate. Of course, all economic indicators except interest rate movement are also showing that yes, there will be good demand in real estate sector per se. And more particularly, Gujarat and Ahmedabad's economic indicators are also very positive. Yes, there we expect demand to remain robust. And coming back to your question of having zero inventory
opportunity,
when we launched these two projects, Malabar Exotica and Malabar 3 project for sale, we never expected that about 450 odd units which are there up for sale in these two projects will be lapped up by customers like this. Malabar 3 was meaning completely sold in before April 2021.
Okay.
And Malabar Exotica we launched in July, and by October, November we had almost about 90% of the project getting sold out. So we can't plan project line estimating such high and such robust demand. That is the reason why we are in a happy situation of having no unit for sale, available for sale. But yes, we have three projects which are on drawing board, which will be offloaded into market and which will be open for sale very soon. And we will be capitalizing on this demand also.
Very soon, very soon means in next quarter or maybe a two quarter time.
Yeah, next quarter we will be launching at least one project out of two, and one project in the quarter after that.
Okay, okay, great set of number. Congratulations and all the best.
Thank you, Harish.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Gautam Gosar from Perpetuity Ventures. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, I wanted to ask, just wanted to understand about the precast construction technology. Like, is it the first time you are using it in your projects, or were these implemented in your prior projects also?
No, this is first time ever we are implementing this this technology. It was never used in any of our projects earlier. I would like to mention little bit more about this technology. It is somewhat different than MyOne technology, which generally people talk about and which is used extensively in very large projects in Mumbai. I'm sure that all of you would be aware of Mumbai Construction Technology, my one, which is getting used over there. This is precast is much superior than that my one system, because my one you have to it is only what one can say a casing wherein concrete is laid and which gives superior finish to constructed product. Here what in precast what is generally done is slabs and columns are constructed and cured in factory environment, so that they give you superior quality and endurance in completed product, and there is very minimum use of brickwork and plastering, which helps us to construct projects very fast. That is why you will be seeing the project which was in which we have started construction about a year back. We have reached to more than 70% level of construction across 6 towers. This could be achieved only by adopting this technology, and I think I have answered your question.
Yeah, that was really helpful. So my second question is, what are our immediate plans given that both our ongoing projects are 100% booked? So are we just focused on completion of these projects, or what's the new that's planned for next 6 months or so? And also, sir, how much of inventory do we have left in terms of number of units and sales value we might expect on those? Thank you.
So thank you. As I told you earlier, as I had spoken earlier, we have plan of launching within next 3 months. We will be launching at least one residential project, and we will be launching in immediately next quarter. We will be launching one more project, and these projects are in the vicinity of these two projects which are ongoing, which have received tremendous sales response. We expect similar sales response in these two projects as well. Again, coming back to sizes of these two projects which are going to get launched, they will be roughly about 400,000 square feet each in size, which will have a total number of units of roughly up close to 200 to 250 units per project. So we are talking of inventory of roughly about 450 to 500 units getting launched in next 6 to 8 months.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Ashwin Agarwal from Akash Ganga Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have 2 questions. First one is, could you please tell us more about your strategy of using technology for sales, and is it targeting NRI primarily? How much it is coming from this mode? And my second question is, given the recent interest rate hike and the fact that we might see a few more down the line, where do you see the demand 1 year down the line?
See, what was your first question?
First question was, could you please tell us more about your strategy of using technology for sales? Is it targeting NRI primarily?
See, largely, if you see, in terms of marketing strategy, we have been predominantly over the years have been targeting only the end user market. Even we have been avoiding even the investor market also. So largely that is mostly the reason why the booking has always been favorable and the occupancy has always been favorable post the occupancy certificate. NRI as such, there is no separate target market for us. Because largely NRI, if you see, most of these customer base are investor based. So we don't specifically target those customers. From our marketing strategy point of view, if they want to come, they are welcome. But as such, We don't keep like we have to keep a certain percentage of our selling from this segment. And in terms of marketing, we have been predominantly using the digital marketing platform only.
Lally, even the two projects which we have talked about, Malabar County 3 and Malabar Exotica, the 100% of booking happened without even a single newspaper advertisement and without even a single hoarding in the city. We have not spent any rupees on these two traditional platforms. Did I answer your question?
Yes, sir. Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind our participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nagesh Rajana from NR's family office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, very good afternoon and thanks for the opportunity. If you could just help me with a roadmap for the next, let's say 2 to 3 years, that should help.
Yeah. See, next 24 to 36 months, we have planned to launch 5 residential and two commercial projects. So these two, meaning all these projects, all everything put together roughly will be roughly 8 million square feet of sellable area, which we plan to launch in next 24 to 36 months.
So what kind of revenue, growth one could look for?
Yeah. As I told you in my opening remarks, in next these projects which are spent for launch in next 24 to 36 months, we expect to collect a revenue of 30,000 million from these projects at current rates. If rates go up, then this revenue may increase.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is a follow-up from the line of Harish Hinduja from SVS Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. This is just one clarification on the console balance sheet. On asset side, loans have been increased. Can you just explain to me from 123 crores to 313 crore approximately?
This is largely because of the reclassification of the loans as per the new schedule requirement. If you see in the balance sheet side, a certain portion of the loans has been shifted to the current asset portion. And if you total both of these, then overall there is a reduction on the loan side, not increase.
No, I am seeing asset side, not on the...
On the asset side, now because of the new requirement in the schedule 6 as per the Companies Act, now you have to classify loans into current asset and non-current asset on the asset side. And if you see the balance sheet, we have mentioned the loans in both the side, current asset and non-current side. If you total both these items on a totality basis, you will find the difference.
Okay.
It's actually, on an overall basis, there is a reduction of 40 crore.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
On behalf of Ganesh Housing Corporation Limited, I thank you all for showing interest and coming to conference call. Thank you, and we will connect again. Thank you so much and good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.